The Story of Cahoolan. The Birth of Cahoolan. On a certain day every year, Connachar, the king of Ulster, would fall into a deep sadness from which no one could rouse him.
"Deirdre, Deirdre," he would sigh, "where are you now?"
And his thoughts would turn again to the day 3 years ago, when his sister and 50 of her handmaids had simply disappeared into thin air. He had loved his sister dearly. Her poor betrothed, Sualtam, had been left desolate.
"Oh, what enchantment took you from me?" he would wonder.
This year, as he stared from his window, thinking of her, he saw a great flock of birds descend on the plain around the palace. He watched as they ravaged the land, feeding on the crops, and where not a single blade of grass remained, they flew off. Connachar was furious. They had eaten everything. "Chariots, and after them!" he shouted to his nobles from the window, and in a moment 9 chariots were yoked and the horses thundering off in the direction the birds had taken, warriors' bows and spears at the ready. The chase took them south, and before long they saw the birds in the distance, and not long after that they caught up with them. Fergus MacRiath and Poison Tongue Brecriou were in the leading chariot. "Connachar," they called to him,
"look, these are not..."